70s, an extended look for Saturday. Cloudy skies through part of the day. Highs expected to be a little warmer with temperatures around 80.
Right now, a little sunshine, 53 here in downtown Cynthiana. Good Friday morning to you. It is time for Coffee Break Extra, being brought to you today by the Woodhead Funeral Home, the Ross Opera House, Harris Memorial Hospital, Ewell Jewelers on Main, and Smith Insurers. And with that, we say good morning to our host, Mr. James Smith.
Hey, good morning, Edward.
Hello, sir.
It's Friday.
It is. And you're ready to go.
Yes.
It's a nice sunny afternoon today.
It is. And it's not too cold. It's feels great.
Yeah, it does. It's had a busy day today.
Well, anything. Well, there's some stuff going on.
There is, and we'll, I may mention it again in a little bit, but there have been some changes as far as to the baseball schedule.
Okay.
Of course, the Breds are this weekend are hosting the Harris Memorial Invitational. They were scheduled to be playing tonight. They have postponed tonight. They've canceled it. They'll be playing now tomorrow at 4:45, which is not on the original schedule. And so Breds not playing tonight. There is a game at the Hilltop tonight as a part of that Invitational, but it does not involve the Breds.
Okay.
So they'll be playing at 4:45. Because of that, the Harrison County Phillies, which we were scheduled to have on WCYN2, will now be on the radio side of things tonight.
Okay.
And they're playing Pendleton up at 5:30 tonight.
All right.
So hopefully that wasn't confusing at all.
All right. No. Not at all. I followed.
Okay.
All right. Now we'll see if we can follow the program today, because one of the busiest people around, Tommy Jean Clifford, is my guest today.
Good morning.
I was a little confused because I'm like, she's here Monday.
I just wanted to come see
she's
you.
She's got
Edward.
So much stuff that she can't get it all in one.
I know. One show. Busy lady.
So, but Monday you have a guest, so we want people to tune in on Monday for your Coffee and Commerce.
Yay!
That's what it's called.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah. See,
I'm so proud.
Sometimes I listen or catch it on podcast. Chamber of Commerce. Gosh, we've had a busy year already.
Yes. You know, this is our 75th year.
75th.
It's our 75th anniversary this year. So got some exciting things planned.
And despite what you may think, I've not been around for all 75 of them.
You never know.
So what is planned for our 75th anniversary?
I can't release all the details yet. There's
okay.
a lot of stuff that's happening right now that I can't release details on. It makes me feel terrible. I can't do that. But Chamber Week is going to be awesome this year, so we're really excited.
And that's in
October.
October.
Mm-hmm. First weekend in October. We've been trying to share some older photos that we found from old Christmas parades and old board of directors and things like that, too. So that's been fun to go through a lot of that stuff.
And that's probably stuff that's hard to find.
Yes, because it was before digital.
Yeah. And when you've had so many chamber directors, the new ones probably come in and say, we don't need this, and throw out stuff. So if there's people out there who may have been on the board back in the 70s or 60s and have photos of chamber stuff,
that would be
send
great.
Those in.
Yes.
This would be a good year to highlight those things.
Yes. I'd love that. You can email them to me at cynchamber@gmail.com or drop them off at the office, and I'll take pictures of them, whatever.
So. Okay. Well, we've had a busy start to the year. It's been like years since you've been on my show.
Has it really?
Yes. Since you got your own show, you don't come around anymore. But this year already, just to recap, gosh, you've had some great events already.
Oh, gosh. We kicked it off with our Community Impact Awards.
Right.
At the Prizing House, and that was great. The theme this year was the good things grow here. So that was, I think we had 235 people. We had to cut off, actually, for that. So that was a great event. And then we had the Breakout Leadership Conference. That was another huge undertaking.
165, 67 people for mm-hmm. that.
Yep. So that was another big event that we had. So it's been a very busy first quarter, for sure. So. Yeah. And then in between all that, I've been a part of the National Economic Fellowship, Economic Mobility Fellowship for Breaking Barriers for Living Wage and that. And I've been to Florida for that and working on that weekly. So that's been a lot. And
well, tell us about that a little bit, because that's a select group of people from the United States that's part of that program.
There is. So I think there were actually 25 of us that are part of this fellowship. We started meeting in January. Oh, maybe it was December. But it's a bi-weekly meeting, and we talk about how we can be impactful in our communities and in our region. And I was the only person from Kentucky selected, and there's people from all over the United States, from Texas and Florida and everywhere.
Now, is everybody everywhere having the same issues?
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is a national, you know, if you talk to anybody, the two major things people are struggling with are workforce and housing, and that's across the board. It's not just a Harrison County problem. It's a United States problem.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's why the National Association created this fellowship, is they wanted to get all of us together to figure out, like, what are we doing in our individual, you know, they don't want us to be siloed. So what are we doing in our region to be impactful, and then how can we implement those across the United States, or take ideas. One of the favorite terms in the chamber world is rip off and duplicate R&D. So it's said like tongue in cheek, but it's very much, we love to share ideas. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So wow. We're working on that. That's another.
Well, I've got to, I know you hate to brag on yourself.
Oh gosh.
I do too. But you just announced last week that you were picked by the Small Business Administration for a statewide award?
I did.
Well, tell us about that, because that's pretty cool.
I did. I found out last week that I will receive, on May 8th, they'll have a big award ceremony in Frankfort, but I received the Kentucky Small Business Advocate of the Year, so that's exciting.
Wow. Who put you in for that?
I don't know. But yeah, that's exciting.
You know, we need to say congratulations, but it's just a monthly, weekly thing with her going somewhere.
Well, I know, and bringing awards.
I mean, this is nothing unusual. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you have a trophy room in your house? Like maybe your whole basement?
And you know, and a lot of times I don't feel like I deserve it, and so it's always very humbling. I always am very appreciative when I win awards like that. So hopefully I can continue to represent Harrison County and, you know, on state and national level. And yeah.
Well, one thing you were very instrumental in, and I know you've got to feel good about it coming to fruition, is the splash pad.
Oh my gosh.
I know you can't take all the credit, because there's been donors and the foundation, but you were the one that came to me with the idea, hey, why don't we apply for this grant and have a splash pad?
Do you regret it now? But for harassing you for years and years for no.
It's been a long journey. A long, long journey.
It has, and it's so exciting to be out there. I've walked out there about every day and just kind of check the progress, and it's so exciting to see if we're so close. And it's going to open on March 24th, so we're having a ribbon cutting on March 24th and grand opening. So what's fun is that school lets out on the 23rd, so your first official day of summer break, you should come to the splash pad.
Yes.
Check it out. So it has been a journey, and we're very thankful for the support of the city and the county and all of the donors and the community members who signed petitions in the very beginning for the grants and donated anywhere. I mean, and no donation was too big or too small. And we appreciate everybody that invested in it. So
right.
I can't wait. I'll probably cry. Ugly, big, ugly tears. I get so excited. I mean, we stopped out there yesterday because concession equipment was getting delivered, which is exciting.
Right.
All this awesome. So the concession stand will be open when the splash pad is open, which is great. So there's slushies and nachos and hot dogs and all these great things for when you're playing there with your kids. But there was a family walking past, and they were like, look, we're almost ready. And just seeing how excited kids are to see it.
Right.
I mean, it just makes me happy.
Right. Well, I went somewhere, much, much bigger city than we are, and walking around with folks, and they said, this is our splash pad, and they showed it, and it was like, it was in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just some, like, holes in the ground, kind of. They had no features, nothing, and it was about the size of this room, and it's like, okay.
And, you know, the architect did tell us that this is the largest, like, single splash pad in the state, so.
Yeah, that's, like, not part of a water park.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice to have a lazy river, but it's been so much work on the splash pad. I think I'm good.
Yeah. So that opens soon. And gosh, you've got to feel really good about that.
I'm excited. Are you gonna go under the bucket?
Yeah.
I feel like you should be first.
You think I should be first?
I do. I think you should run through first and get that. So.
Well, I don't know.
It's gonna be fun. We're actually in August. We're doing like a summer send-off concert at Flat Run on August 9th. And one of the reasons to do it there is J.D. Shelburne. I don't know how many people have heard of J.D. Shelburne, but he's got like 60,000 followers on Facebook, and Arch Care Consultants is sponsoring that, and it's going to be at Flat Run. And we wanted to do it there because we have the splash pad and the concession stand and the playground, and the park is just becoming this like designation, I guess, of right. things to do and places to go. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk real quick. I mean, that's coming up in May, the grand opening of that, but also a pretty big chamber event. So if your chamber members out there, you'll want to come to this. Our membership breakfast. It's our legislative update.
Which one? May
can't keep up.
I was like, are you talking about the golf scramble or the? No. Yeah, the legislative update is one of our biggest breakfasts of the year. So that'll happen on May 22nd. It's going to be hosted at the Cynthiana Country Club, and it's hosted by the Cynthiana Country Club, Kentucky Farm Bureau, and the Extension Office. Okay. So we'll have Senator Steve West and Representative William Lawrence will be there. We'll probably have a representative from the Kentucky Chamber Public Affairs Department. And it's a great time that if you have questions, you've got your representatives there that you can ask questions. They give updates on any of the bills that are important that went through legislation that are important to businesses. So yeah, it's one of my favorite events too.
Right.
So, but you can get tickets on our website, CynthianaKYChamber.com. Go ahead and RSVP for that. So,
yeah.
May 22nd.
Golf scramble. Are there still some openings for that?
Yes, we only have a couple of team slots left for that. That'll be on May 17th. It's always fun. We have barbecue from Woodshack Barbecue, and we have games. And this year we're doing a. Like you can hit the golf, you try to hit the golf ball into a float on the pond. So you get like three shots, and we're going to do a split pot. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So like how big is the float?
I mean, it's pretty big. It's okay. Like a pool, like the size of a pool. I'm sure people are still going to get mad when they can't hit it, which is going to be so entertaining for me. But that's always a great day. So if you want to put a team together, we got a couple of spots left. Yeah. So it's always fun.
Okay. Well, that's coming up. Busy, busy May.
It is very busy.
Busy.
And then National Small Business Week is next week.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, we'll have our Coffee and Commerce show with the lady from Kentucky Innovation. They'll be talking about tax credits for businesses and all kinds of stuff. And then we're highlighting different businesses throughout the week. So I have two slots left for that. So if you're a small business, it's free. We'll come and do a little interview and put your picture on our social media. So text in to WCYN if you were interested in doing that in our small business. And then we'll have a couple of theme days that we'll try to encourage people to get out and, you know, visit our small businesses and support them. So
okay,
it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. It is a big deal. Small business is essential. And I think I saw a stat one somewhere where 80% of the businesses in America are considered mm-hmm. small businesses.
Mm-hmm. So. And they're the backbone of a community. Like
right.
communities depend on those small businesses. So, and I've plugged it a couple of times, but there's a free virtual small business summit that the SBA is doing. It's absolutely free, with great topics on managing finances and marketing and AI, and it's free. So it's a Zoom meeting. You can pick out your favorite ones and just kind of tune into those. But I highly encourage you to do that, because anytime, I'm one of those people, I like to save money. Anytime something is free and I'm going to get good content out of it, I'm going to be there. So I highly encourage any small business to tune into that.
Yeah. And it's membership time too. We're still, you know, always open.
Yes.
365 days a year to join the chamber. But now's the time to do that.
Yes. Yep. I mean, we have a members only Facebook group that we put a lot of our promotions and first opportunities. So we were just publicly opened our summer concert series spots, which those fill up very quickly. So our chamber members get first dibs on those, I guess. So they also get a lot of our promotional and event emails out first. So they're going to know what's going on in the community first. So by being a chamber member, it kind of gives you that upper hand of knowing what's going on and what's coming down the pipe, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So reach out.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's easy to do. CynChamber@gmail.com.
Yes. Yep. So. If you have any questions, you can also visit our website. We got a lot of our events on our website. We've got all of our benefits listed. You can also post your events that are happening in the community. That's free to do as well. We also have a job board that you should be posting your jobs as well.
So, okay.
Yeah, we get a lot of hits on our website monthly. All right. So,
all right. Well, we've come to break time, so we're going to take a break. And we've got Tommy Jean Clifford here from the Chamber and Tourism. We've talked mostly about Chamber, but wears the hat of tourism as well. So if you have a question, text on the text line, 855-650-4851. We'll be right back.
I'm talking with Mary from Woodhead Funeral Home in Barry, Kentucky. Mary, there are several ways to contact people nowadays. How can we get in touch with you?
You can reach us at Woodhead Funeral Home's Memorials and Cremation Service by phone, 234-5232, by email, office@woodheadfuneralhome.com, by website at www.woodheadfuneralhome.com, or by Facebook.
Woodhead Funeral Home in Barry, your friends are available 24 hours a day.
Breathe easier, Central Kentucky. The healthcare professionals of Harrison Memorial Hospital want you to know that world-class detection and treatment of lung disease is here. Not only do they offer the only full-time pulmonologist in the local area, but HMH also provides low-dose lung screenings to detect cancer in its earliest stages. Should lung cancer be detected, pulmonologist Dr. Srinad Anangi is here to diagnose. Dr. Anangi and the staff also treat other chronic lung disorders, such as asthma and emphysema. And Harrison Memorial Hospital has been designated a lung cancer screening center by the American College of Radiology. As one of only five hospitals in Kentucky to earn a five-star quality rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they provide medical treatment based on what you need. Harrison Memorial Hospital. Now that's what we call a breath of fresh air.
Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Now we could talk carat weight, clarity, color, and cut, but the important thing is if you have someone special that you want something special for, you need to see Steve Ewalt. Whether it's holidays, special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding gifts, Steve will help you find the perfect gift. Watch, clock, and jewelry repairs. You can resize, remount, or change your stone settings. Quality merchandise, repairs, and awesome service combined with a name you can trust. Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Phone 234-3741.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call Tolu, Becky, or Joseph at Smith Insures, 234-3641.
If you have a guest or topic that you would like to hear on Coffee Break Extra, please call 234-1400. And now, back to today's program.
Hey, welcome back. This is Carol Burnett.
It is. You should end the show like this every week.
Every week.
Every day.
Singing this.
I think so.
Not with her singing it, but with me singing it.
Yes.
What is the song?
Oh, I knew she was going to go there.
Glad we had this.
You know Carol Burnett?
I don't know what the name. You know who Carol Burnett is?
Is she like a comedian?
Yeah.
Okay, redheaded comedian?
Sketch comedy.
Okay, kind of. Yes.
Yeah, she had the Carol Burnett show.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, the show would have been before you, but
yeah.
I mean, she's well known.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at the song game. I never can get them.
Yeah. It's probably one of the most popular primetime sketch comedy show ever.
Hmm.
With Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, Vicki Lawrence.
She doesn't
have a clue who any of those people are.
Y'all are older than me. I don't know.
Wow.
But if you like sketch comedy, though.
Before we go there.
Okay.
We'll finish with Carol Burnett. She turns 91 today.
Oh. Yeah. And she's still alive.
Yeah, still active. Was on a couple of the talk shows this week, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. But, she turns 91 today. Sunday, Barry Larkin. You know Barry Larkin? Mm-mm. Reds Hall of Famer. He turns 60.
All right.
Yeah. He would have been playing while she was in school.
Yeah, he played.
I was in band. I didn't pay attention to anything.
MVP. Does the Reds games now on television. What about Jessica Alba?
Okay, I know her.
Her birthday is Sunday, too.
Oh, happy birthday.
She turns 43.
43? I'm not close to her in age. She's like gorgeous. I'm 43. She doesn't look old at all.
But yeah, so that'll be her birthday on Sunday. Somebody did text in real quick, James, that they not only think you should sing the song, but you should tug on your ear like she did.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have cameras there yet, so.
Yeah. Well, if you like sketch comedy, <Yeah. laughs> if you like the Carol Burnett Show, or any of those other sketch comedy shows, well, hey, we've got one coming up at the Roz Opera House. It's called The Complete History of Cynthiana, A Bridge, written by locals, performed by locals, and those locals are us, the four owners of the Roz Opera House.
It is, now, it is something
my,
else.
My guest has got a little preview. She's seen some of the rehearsals.
Oh, my gosh. You will shake your head. You will laugh. You will be embarrassed for them, but you will also really appreciate our history as well. So
you'll have a good time, won't you?
It's a great, yeah. It's I've really never seen anything like it.
That should be like the caption amongst the
Never seen anything. That's the new quote. Never seen anything like it. I can't believe you all convinced CJ to get in as many costumes as he's in, first of all. And then to get on stage, so.
Well, you know, in all comedy groups, there's always the straight guy.
Yeah.
And CJ is the straight guy in this.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't get too outlandish like the rest of us.
No. At one point, James has a sheet on him, and he is walking around the stage, tripping and falling. And CJ's just standing there, like, yes, this is what's happening. So, it's very, he's definitely the... The strong silent type, I guess, comparatively.
He's probably just in amazement at what he's done.
And see, I like the physical comedy. So I'm crashing into things, falling off the stage, you know, getting tangled up in the shit.
The Moi Fuwen is also, like, I can't decide which parts of it. I love the Moi Fuwen and I love the Margaret Gatti one. Those are really, really funny. So,
but you know when you can see it.
Yeah, May 17th through the 19th, and tickets are on sale now. So you better get them because this is... Three shows only, so there's less performances of this than we typically do for our plays that we do, so there's less tickets available. So if you're going to come, get your tickets and get them early. They're on the website, rossopperhouse.com. But also, we've got movies this weekend.
Yes,
we've
this
got
weekend, yeah.
Godzilla and Kong. Yeah, how'd you say that?
Godzilla. Okay, have you heard of Godzilla?
He's the dinosaur, right?
He's pretty old too, but yeah. I mean, you do know Kong, King
Kong. 4,000 movies about King Kong and Godzilla battling. I thought they had both battled each other recently and died. Was that not real?
They didn't die.
They're just coming back for round
two. They're teamed up in this one.
Yeah, who are they battling?
I don't know. You'll have to come and see. Actually, it's Jarl's weekend, so.
Probably, I guess I'm going to watch it then.
See it three times.
Yay!
Yeah, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4 o'clock. So,
right. So CJ is popping.
Yeah.
Okay. At least I know the popcorn would be good. But, yeah. All right.
Hey, we're going to talk about tourism.
Oh, okay, sure.
You want to do that?
Sure. So,
I mean, it's not like the comedy show at Roz is going to be the biggest tourism event of the decade.
Following that is hard. I do want to give a statistic that I recently found out, and I thought it was really, really interesting, and I really want our businesses to tune into this part. We had a statistic company figure out how many visits happen in the month of October just on Pike Street, Walnut, and Main Street. They told me I had to pick a very small area, so that was my option. So we did the whole month of October, and they said that 37,000 visitors visited that area in the month of October.
And that's unique visitors.
Yes.
That's not me walking down the street.
Right. It takes out all of the people that work here. They somehow know this stuff. They use location services on your phone.
Cell phones, yeah.
Yes. So they track you through apps. They have permission to do it. You approve it. But anyway, they pull out the people that work and live in that area. And so those are unique visits to Cynthiana.
What was that number again?
37,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, our population doubled. Like for Harrison County, like doubled.
That's right.
So it's really incredible to think about because we push tourism year round and we really do a huge push in the fall. And we recently won an award for our Fall in Love with Cynthiana campaign, like a major award at the state tourism level last fall. So I really expect there to be even more people here this year. So as businesses, we really encourage you to try to stay open on those Saturdays, late on Friday nights, late on Saturdays, because that's when people are coming to town. Like, we don't expect you to be open 7 days a week, but the month of October is really important because when people come here from out of town, they're coming on the weekends.
Right.
And if nothing is open, it's really hard for them to justify staying longer or coming back to visit.
Well,
so,
just to give you an idea, we have 1,000. Actually, this year we had 1,100 people come to the Ghost Walk.
Wow.
But you had 37,000. So, you know, yeah, it's not just people coming for Ghost Walks. It,
right.
You know, there's 36,000 other visits happening here as well.
Yeah.
So.
And they were from all over. I mean, they were from, so they showed us the map, and there was a bunch from Northern Kentucky. There's several from like Tennessee. There's a lot from the Lexington area, which I didn't think that many people were coming from the Lexington area here, but they were. So, I mean, it's really interesting to see that our little small town is making that big of an impact. So along with that, we recently signed up for the Kentucky After Dark promotion. And so that is a statewide. Oh, you're pointing at me. What?
Yeah. Well, someone just did the math. That's over 1,200 people a day.
Awesome. Thank you, math person.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Yay. And we don't realize it. Like, you know, I work downtown and I'm like, I don't know if I would notice. You sometimes, I'm that weird person. I will stop people on the street and say, hey, you're not from here. Where are you from? Yeah, I will do that. But then to think that there is that many people a day that we're not even noticing that are coming into businesses, that are looking at skeletons, that are, you know, doing all the fall stuff is cool. It's pretty
right.
interesting.
Well, I met someone yesterday. I was walking to the theater for a rehearsal for our comedy show about 5:30. And there was someone standing outside the wine house. Mm-hmm. And Skip waved me down and said, hey, this person wants to see the theater. So I said, sure, come on in. Well, she had a friend. They were from Alaska.
Really?
Alaska. In town, they were going to the wine house that night, wanted to see the theater. She was from here originally, like mm-hmm. long, long ago. And so she came back, and she was just praising the town. She said, you know, this town is full. It's full of life and energy and fun, and we will definitely come back.
Awesome.
So yeah. I mean, you never know. That was a Thursday night.
Yeah, it was random. It's awesome.
So we're part of Kentucky After Dark program.
Yes. So it's a year round initiative. It'll kick off in June or July. That will be a part of the passport. So it's a passport where you go to these unique or slightly creepy places that have some sort of like ghost story surrounding them. So we had to pick two things, like one that you could do year round and then one that you could do specifically in the fall. And the passport's really cool. The company that they hired, the Coomer Marketing Agency, did everything. All the pictures are created with AI. So, I mean, they did all of their stuff with AI. But we're part of, I think there's 16 communities that are involved in it, and we're one of those. So ours are Ross Opera House. So you can come and see the Lady in White. I think that's the one that you could do year-round. And when people come, they can collect a sticker or a badge to put on their passport. And I think when they collect them all, they get like a t-shirt or something. I'm not 100% sure. And then for the fall specifically, we did our skeleton adoption agency and skeleton town, basically. We were encouraging people to go when they come to town to check out all of the skeletons. Sorry, geez. Last year, I think we had 800 to 1,000 skeletons out in Harrison County. So
that was cool.
It's very unique that we do those. Nobody else does that.
Yeah, and it's not the cool thing about that is it's not so much a creepy,
no, they're fun,
you know, promotion because people have them mowing their yards and you know all kinds of fun kind of things. So
I am scared of everything. You can ask my husband. I'm scared of the dark. I don't watch scary. When we did The Walking Dead Day, it was so hard for me to get through the show. Like I would halfway cover my eyes. I don't like scary stuff. So I love that the skeletons are all very fun and family friendly. So.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing that's coming. We've got a really fun scavenger hunt that's going to be planned in October as well. I can't talk about that yet. And then something happening sooner, I guess. Well, it's kind of sooner that we're excited to help promote is the Clayton Arnold Foundation is hosting a kayak 5K.
Okay.
On the river.
That's cool.
So if you like to kayak or you like to be on the river at all, this is unique. This is a new event that they're adding this year. I think it's awesome. Anytime we can get people utilizing the river, we get excited about that. I think that's going to happen September 14th.
All right.
So you
September.
Yeah.
We're already talking about September and October.
It'll be here before you know it. We have to start planning for fall like now. And everybody's like on the commission. It's just kind of like, oh my gosh. But really, it'll be here before we know it.
Yes, it will. So, all right. Hey, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, last minute guest. Yeah. Always have something to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So tune in Monday. You're taking over my show Monday.
I am.
So Small Business Administration.
Nope, at Kentucky Innovation. So it's the Economic Development Department.
Okay.
In the state.
Yeah. So.